Despite fierce opposition from local activists, F-35 fighter jets will be coming to Dane County's Truex Field starting next year. Earlier today, an international coalition of over 200 organizations sent a letter to President Joe Biden calling for him to end the entire F-35 program. WORT producer Nate Wiggehout has the details.
An international coalition of anti-F-35 activists gathered virtually today, announcing an open letter calling on President Biden to end the manufacturing and training of F-35 fighter jets. The letter, organized by Code Pink, a national grassroots anti-war organization, is signed by over 220 organizations across the world, including dozens in Madison and Wisconsin. The letter calls on President Biden and members of Congress to end the F-35 program, remove the jets from residential neighborhoods, and end the sale of jets to foreign countries. This comes as F-35 jets are scheduled to bed down at Truax Field on Madison's north side in spring of 2023. The National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing, based at Truax, is one of the first units across the country to fly the F-35s, the latest version of the jets. But that bed down is coming despite immense community pushback. For years, activists have pushed back on the noise, pollution, and security of having the jets based on Madison's north side. According to the Air National Guard's own final environmental impact statement released in 2020, replacing the recently departed F-16 jets at Truax Airfield with F-35 jets will not come quietly. While the impact statement showed that around 2,700 people would be subjected to an average sound level of around 65 decibels, or around the volume of a vacuum, the report does not outline how loud the jets will be when landing or on takeoff. Speaking at today's press conference was Ben Cohen, co-founder of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream. Ben & Jerry's is headquartered in Burlington, Vermont, where F-35 jets first touched down near a residential neighborhood in 2019, despite a similar level of community campaigning to stop the jets from coming. According to a 2012 environmental impact statement for the F-35 in Burlington, the noise level of an F-35 at takeoff is estimated at around 115 decibels, louder than a car horn and a rock concert, and just quieter than a siren. Prolonged exposure to noise over 85 decibels can cause permanent hearing loss. Exposure to noise above 120 decibels for more than half a minute can cause hearing loss. Cohen says that when the jets came to Vermont, he created a plan to help residents know just how loud they would be.
You know, the extreme level of noise is a little hard to understand. You know, you can hear decibel numbers, but nobody really relates to it. So we created a mobile sound truck that replicated the sound of the F-35, and we were driving it around, and, you know, the police call-in numbers lit up with complaints from the community, and eventually I was arrested for violating the noise ordinance. So I mean, it showed that the level of noise was illegal, but the Pentagon gets an exception.
But the F-35 still landed in Vermont, where thousands of people lived within the noise-affected area, considered generally unsuitable for residential use by the U.S. Air Force. The letter points to a variety of health impacts of the jets beyond hearing loss, causing low birth weights in newborns, delayed speech development, and difficulties with concentration. Vicki Berenson with Safe Skies Clean Water Wisconsin was one of the speakers today. She said she's worried for the people who live around the airport when the F-35s land on Madison's north side in just a couple months.
I know people who have sold their homes and moved away in anticipation of the F-35's arrival next year. Louder jets, and we are told there will be 40% more flights than we have been subjected to with the F-16s that have been here for years. Not everyone has the means to move. The airbase is located in one of the only remaining affordable neighborhoods in Madison, so there's no place to go if you up and sell.
Taxpayer cost of the jets is another issue mentioned in Code Pink's letter. The letter says that, as of today, the total cost of the country's F-35 project is $1.7 trillion, most of which stems from the cost of operations and maintenance over the next 66 years. The letter points to a report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, or GAO, informally known as the Congressional Watchdog. The report, published in April of this year, says that even if the Department of Defense stays on schedule with the program they are currently behind, one-third of the F-35 jets purchased by the department would not undergo full testing, meaning that those jets could potentially see even more maintenance and performance-enhancing costs over time. Speaking at today's press conference was Kathar Abdullah with the Yemeni Alliance Committee, a group of Yemeni organizers working to educate people on the Yemen war. Abdullah says that another issue with the F-35s is what could happen if the U.S. sells the jets to foreign countries.
Over 300,000 Yemenis have been killed. One can only imagine what they would do with access to F-35s. For me, as a Yemeni American who has lived in Yemen during the Saudi UAE military aggressive in Yemen, I can tell you firsthand how hard and painful it is to see your home reduced to ashes by Saudi airstrikes in a matter of seconds. Providing F-35s to Saudi Arabia and the UAE would potentially mean more airstrikes, indiscriminate airstrikes, airstrikes on homes, supermarkets, schools, farms, public roads, hospitals, soccer stadiums, school buses full of children, and other civilian places.
Of the over 220 letter signees are at least 18 groups and businesses from Madison, with at least another 16 groups across Wisconsin. One of those groups is 350 Wisconsin, a Madison-based grassroots organization fighting to solve the climate crisis by 2030. John Greenler, executive director of 350 Wisconsin, says that he signed the letter because he thinks the letter shows how F-35s are both a local and global issue.
There are a number of really clear examples of how F-35s are a significant concern in terms of climate change, and they raise from things that are very specific to us here in Madison, honestly, to the way climate change is playing out on the global arena as well. So it scales out significantly.
The first F-35s are expected to arrive in April 2023, with all jets slated to arrive in Madison by May 2024, reports the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Reporting for WORT News, I'm Nate Wekihout.